body.
Welcome to the shit show.
Things are going to get weird.
Get weird.
It's your fave villain, Kale Lowry. And you're listening to Barely Famous, fuckers. All right. I am stuffing my face with a turkey bowl from Wawa. And like while I'm staring at myself in this computer eating, it popped up that Landon Romano is in the lobby waiting. So I'm going to let him in and we're going to have a little chat. I'm very excited to talk to him because I haven't seen him since my pothead launch in 2018. I was like literally rushing to get here and I was like, let me stop and get food really quick. I haven't eaten all day. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh my goodness. It's so good to see you.
I know, you look so good.
Thank you. You look great.
Thanks. I'm hanging in there, you know? I'm taking antidepressants now or whatever, so I'm trying to get my life back in order.
That's what's up.
Yes. Okay, can we just talk about your aesthetic right now? Because you are glowing.
Really?
Yes.
I feel good. I really do. Honestly, I don't think I've ever felt this good before. I've been very physically active. I've been working out almost every single day. So I really do feel good. So I'm glad it's showing.
You should. Yeah, it's definitely showing. You look great. And I saw,
thank you.
On, I don't know if it was TikTok or maybe it was, Instagram that you moved from California to Nashville.
I live in Nashville. Yeah.
Do you love it?
I love it. So I'm from the South. And I think like I moved to LA with, and don't get me wrong, like I loved LA. I don't want to like bash it. I loved it for what it was. I had a good time there. I just think that my purpose was served there. I did it and it was time to move on. And I missed being in the South and just that Southern hospitality and everybody's so nice and no shade to, you know, the people in LA, but yeah. I feel like people know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. I personally don't love LA. Anytime I have to go there for work, I cringe because I'm like, it just feels so busy and like people don't care about what you're doing. It's just like what you can offer.
That was one of my issues with it. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that about the people that are from LA. It's the transplants. People that aren't from LA that move there, move that way. And it bothers me too. All the phony shit. I can't with it. I don't like a fake ass relationship and I don't like to be surrounded by phony ass people. So
right.
I was putting it lightly before, but I guess since we really don't tell it, I don't like the people out there for the most part.
Speaking of relationships, are you in one?
I'm not. Okay. You know what? I haven't even really been dating for real. I've just been doing me, minding my business.
I feel like that's the vibe you give off. I just had to ask because I feel like social media and content creators, like you never really know what's going on in their actual lives. And so I just had to ask. So I'm like, does he have a boyfriend? Does he not? Like, I need to know.
People would know. I feel like, I mean, not right off the bat, but even like, I would say in the first 6 months of me being with someone, I would make a post about it. But I like to talk about my life on my stories, especially on Instagram or on TikTok. Like I just, whatever's going on in my life, I talk about it. So people would know, like maybe I wouldn't identify who the person was right away. But, you know, I would drop little hints here and there. But no, I'm not dating anybody. I enjoy doing me right now and minding my business. And I have goals to accomplish before I'm even really concerned with that.
Okay. So next question is like, when it comes to creating content and things like that, can you walk us through what your kind of life is with creating content? Do you just go on the fly? Do you have like, okay, I have this idea, I'm going to film it tomorrow. Or do you just, how does it work for you?
Honestly, most of my content is right on the spot. So like when I post something, I have literally just recorded it and posted it right then and there, unless it's like a sponsored post, obviously.
Right.
I don't follow a formula. I don't do the algorithm research and all that extra shit. I really don't give a damn. I just press record. I watch it back. If I like it, then I post it. That's really what I've always done since I started social media.
Yeah. I was so jealous when you got the Chili's partnership because I was like, I fucking love Chili's. Like, I've been going there since I was a child. Where did that come from? Like, you just started going to Chili's?
I always loved Chili's in high school and stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just, like I said, I had my friend record me. We press record. And I think I said, let's go to Chili's, bitch, at the end of the video. I didn't plan to say that. I just did. And then they reached out. And from there, we have a really good relationship. We've worked on several different things together. I love Chili's. They've always been so supportive and, you know, vice versa.
I love it. I literally shit myself when I saw it. I was like, fucking Chili's sponsored Landon. Like, what the fuck?
They always will send me shit. Like, one day when I lived in LA, I got a knock on my door at my apartment. I opened the door. It's this giant margarita glass, like, blow up thing from Chili's. I'm like, where the hell am I going to put this? Like, like, literally, it touched the ceiling of my apartment.
I love it.
They will always send fun shit like that. I love that about them.
Do you have a Chili's in Nashville is the real question.
Yeah, it's one right there, right by my house.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. Yeah. So when you started making content and having your friends record you, did they think you were absolutely nuts? Or have you kind of always been like ready to go and film stuff and record stuff with your friends? Like, is that normal? Or when you were like, hey, can you record me doing this? They were like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. I'm the type of person, I really don't give a damn what people think, whether they, it be my friends or strangers. I really don't give a damn. So yeah, I'll just be like, record me. They record me. They don't really find it funny. They're used to my bullshit and my little comments and, you know, the shit that I pull. So they're not laughing. they're not really fazed by it.
They're not laughing while you're doing this crazy shit on, like, I don't think I would be able to contain myself. I would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I don't. And I don't find it funny either, really. But yeah, I mean, I guess we're used to it. And I just, whatever I'm thinking and feeling, that's what I record and post at the moment. And my friends are eating. They're unfazed by all the bullshit, really.
That's so funny because Kristen, she's the producer in here. She's my best friend. She's also my assistant. And when people like come up to me and stuff from the show or whatever, Kristen's like, I just don't get it because you're not fun. Like, you're boring. And I'm like, I know. Like, so it must be the same. Like, people just don't care around us. And then the outsiders are like, what is going on? I love that, though. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
really funny. You know what? I'm not on 10 always, like, and I think people are starting to realize that. I've been on the internet for a while now, so people realize, like, I'm a real human. I'm chill too, and I have emotions, and so it just reminded me when you said your friends are like, you're boring. I'm sure my friends think that about me too most of the time. We're humans. Like, there's so many sides of us.
100%. And we're not the same person with every single friend that we're around, right? Like, different friends have different relationships with us.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that. I was just talking about that with somebody. Everybody gets a different version of everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, nobody sees the same version of the same person.
And they could, every single part could be real. I mean, we're real people, right? We have real, it doesn't mean we're fake. It just means that I have a different relationship. Yeah, I have a different relationship with this person and I hang out with this person and these are the things that we do. And and so, like, I don't think that some people realize that yet. And I'm like, we're all like in our 30s, our late 20s, 30s. Like, why have we not figured that out yet?
Yeah. And nobody's this. Yeah. I mean, and a lot of times I'm going off of the energy you give me. So if you're a bitch to me, I'm going to be a bitch to you. And
I cannot picture you being mean.
I can honestly be a bitch. And I'm not saying that's not cute. I'm not saying that to be cute, but I can be a bitch. And I've gotten better though with age. I'm getting nicer the older I get, I will say.
Have you ever, from the time that you started social media till now, have you ever just not wanted to do sponsored ads or like not really wanted to work or been like difficult about it or anything like that?
Yeah, always from the start. in present day, and I will always be that way. And listen, I own it. I can be difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm lazy. I just am very, I like to be in control. So mm-hmm. like, if a company is telling me like, no, you need to say this and that, like, you got to redo it. Like for a sponsorship, for example, you have to redo it this way. I'm like, well, fuck y'all. I'm not doing it. And I've turned down thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars because I'm like, I'm not doing it. I think it's more of a control thing, and I don't need to have control over other people. I don't mm-hmm. want that. I want control over me.
Right. Right. No, I definitely have been that way, but only recently have I thought about, wow, like I really was difficult for that Fabletics ad. And now I fucking love Fabletics. I wear them all the time. I'm paying for them now. And they used to send me the shit for free to advertise it. And if they didn't like one thing I said, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I'm not posting it. And now I'm like, I could have made so much more money had I not been difficult to work with. So now I'm trying to get better.
Yeah.
But you know, you live and you learn.
I can't think of any brands that I'm like, oh, I should have done better. Cause no,
you're like, fuck it. If I didn't want to do mm-hmm. it, I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Period. That's it. Okay. Can we talk about cosmetic procedures? Because I feel like you've been very, very open about your cosmetic procedures. I have been very open about my cosmetic procedures. And I saw, did you do jaw filler? Cause you were the reason, was it mm-hmm. you that did that? I wanted to go get it because you did it.
Really?
So I'm going to go get it. I'm going to just suck this double chin out a little bit and then do the jaw filler here.
They put it here in my chin mm-hmm. and then here. And then I'll get a little cheek. And I mean like a little bit of cheek because I don't want it to look too, you know.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's just I don't know how much I get. But yeah. I started doing that during quarantine in 2020. I was just, I don't know. I was like, I was feeling not confident. So I wanted mm-hmm. to try new things. And so I tried the filler and, my doctor was like, why are you doing this? Like we wear a mask anyway. I was like, I'm just seeing how I like it. Ever since I've been going, when it runs out and I love it. I will never not get my jaw filler. And he's like, let's just do an implant for you because it wears off after like a year. He's like, let's just do an implant for you. I'm like, I don't want no implant. Like, I'll just keep doing my filler.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I have therapy tomorrow and I'm very excited. So I just wanted to take a brief break to talk to you guys about that and remind you that BetterHelp is here. I know how tough it can be to train your brain and stay in a problem-solving mode, but that's why therapy is so important every week, and sometimes I go twice a week. A therapist can really help you become a better problem solver, make better choices, and just really accomplish your goals no matter how big or small. So I wanted to remind you that it's convenient, accessible, affordable. It's all an entirely online. You can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. I also love that I don't have to wait in any waiting room, and I don't have to be on camera if I don't want to. So if you guys want to be a better problem solver, therapy can help get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/barely today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/barely. No, I'm due for Dysport right now, and I'm going to get my Dysport and my filler. I'll probably get my lips done.
What is Dysport?
It's like a different brand of Botox, like a different, I don't know if you
okay.
do Botox.
Then it's new, right?
I don't know. Listen, I'm like, I get this stuff injected into my face and I have no idea where it came from or when it came up. I don't give a shit. I love it and I'll never not get it. And people always make comments about it like, oh, lay off the filler. And I'm like, literally, no, I will never, ever.
I don't give a damn. That's my thing with it. That's why I don't have an issue being honest about it because I don't give a damn who likes it or doesn't.
No,
it's for me, like
either.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you gonna do, fight me about it? I mean,
I think we got our teeth done by the same person. Dr. Wahab.
Dr. Wahab.
Yeah. Did you go to him?
Yeah.
I only did my top, and then I saw that you got your bottoms, and I was like, well, Landon got his bottoms. How come you didn't do mine? And mine don't show. So he was like, yours don't show. So he would have had to shave mine down. I didn't get mine as white as yours. Because
I got the whitest shade.
But I love yours, and I think that it definitely fits you. For me, I live in Dover, fucking Delaware. So if I had, like, the whitest teeth, people would be like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, like, doesn't fit in here.
Yeah, well, the reason why I got the whitest shade is because veneers darken, and they can stain, and just like teeth can, you know? So
until
So I was like, I'm going to get the whitest shade. And when I had when I first got them, they were, like, really bright. Like I didn't honestly like how bright they were, but I knew that they would wear down a little bit, and they did. So they've calmed down.
I definitely wish that I would have went a couple shades lighter, because I didn't know that they stain and stuff. Yeah. Like I thought they were like forever.
I know a lot of people think that. I thought that, but I did a lot of research, and I talked to them like a lot about, I had a million questions before I even got them done.
And then did you have issues after? I swear I saw you post something about having
cavities.
Was it because of him, because of the work, or just
No. Because of me. No, I eat candy, or not anymore, but I ate a lot of candy during quarantine.
Oh, wow.
Like a lot. Yes, sugar. Mm-hmm.
So did you have to get your veneers done? Redone?
Just get the cavities filled.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And did he shave your tops down?
Uh-uh.
Me neither. Like, he shaved one a little bit, but.
Yeah, he might have shaved, like, maybe one, but he didn't shave. Like, I think the traditional veneers, you get, like, vampire teeth. Like, they shave them all the way down.
Yeah. And I was like, I thought you had to shave my teeth down. And he was like, a good dentist doesn't have to do that. I was like, oh, okay.
I always have dreams about them falling off, and I'm like, I would literally have to fly to LA, because Delaware has no, like, cosmetic good. Well, there's one dentist that does it, but I don't have, like, the, it's just,
what, are you from there?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania, but I moved here because my ex-husband was military and I never left.
Oh, okay.
Because then I just kept getting pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? How many? I don't even know how many kids you have. Three?
I have four. I have four boys.
So you got your hands full.
Yeah. And I tell Kristen on a regular basis, I'm like, if you were thinking about having kids, don't do it.
You don't have to tell me.
Okay. So I don't remember when it was. Maybe quarantine, maybe before quarantine. Did you work on a project with Will.i.am?
Yes. I went to the studio and we worked on a track. So Will.i.am reached out to me, I think, after seeing one of my, I do like freestyles on Instagram here.
Yeah,
and there.
I love them. Saw They're one. Great.
Thank you. So he saw, and at first it was just for fun. It still is just for fun. And then he had saw one of them and reached out and was like, I want to get in the studio with you. And so I was like, okay, hell yes, Will.i.am. So we set a date. I went and I was there for a while, like all night, really. And we recorded a song, and I ended up not liking the song, and not because of him, just because it was really me. I had never been in the studio before that. I was so inexperienced. I was nervous, and I knew it wasn't my best work. And he really likes the song still. He still brings it up to this day, and I just don't want to release it.
You don't want to release it? Would you work on another one? Like, can you tweak it? Can you work on another one? Like, what's the plan?
I mentioned that, but he wants to put that one out, and I don't. And like I said, it's not his. He did great. It was me that I wasn't a fan of, like, my work. I just know that I could do better. And I've done better. I've been in the studio with other producers as well.
Right.
I've never actually released anything yet, which my goal is to release something this year, like my first actual song.
Right. As you should, because we've all heard you sing. Well, I don't know. I feel like even though it's not your best work, maybe people will be really surprised. Maybe you'd be really encouraged by the feedback. It'll make you want to record more. I mean, I don't know. That's just me because I want to hear it.
I know what you mean. I know. And a lot of people have told me that, but I don't know. I'm just the type of person. If I don't love it wholeheartedly, and if like, I don't like to do anything half-assed, and I felt like it's half-assed on my end. Like I said, I was unprepared. It was my first time in the studio. I was nervous. The lyrics are not my best by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I can do so much better and have so much more to offer. So if I'm going to come out with something, I'm going to go all the way hard with it. And like, I just felt like that's not what that was giving. That track is not giving that to me.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. That's fair.
So we'll see. I'm working with other producers right now.
Oh, good. Do you have like a I guess genre or like a style?
Right now I'm sticking with hip hop.
Okay.
I'm such an R&B person. Like I always have been like my whole life. So maybe one day I'll come out with some R&B tracks, but I'm sticking with hip hop right now just because like that's what everyone's been enjoying on Instagram with my little freestyles here and there. So yeah.
Do you have a dream collab that you would want to do?
No, I haven't even thought of that just because I haven't put anything out yet. So my mind hasn't even went to a collab.
I just discovered Jack Harlow. I'm like, I guess I've been living under a rock because where the fuck have I been?
You just now heard of him?
Yes.
Really? He just was in Nashville he's on tour with the City Girls and he was just here. And I like his music, don't get me wrong, but I've never actually, like, I don't have any of his songs in my playlist. I've never pulled up a Jack Harlow song, so maybe I need to check it out a little bit more. I know it just from the radio and stuff.
Play Way Out with Jack Harlow and Big Sean. If you're going to listen to that one. Yeah, listen to that one first. It's a bop. It's you know, I'd be dancing in my car with my kids and they think I'm crazy, but it's a vibe. So definitely check that one out. And I'm like, he's attractive. He's a good looking guy.
He is. And so is Big Sean.
See, I'm not into Big Sean.
No, I met him. So I met him through his baby's mama is Janae Aiko. She invited me to her album release party. This was back in 2019, 2020. It was her Chalumbo album. It was actually nominated for a few Grammys. Anyway, so we went to the party. And then I was shocked by how short Big Sean was, though. Is he really short? But he was still, but he was very attractive. And she's tiny, though, so it works. Like, they look good. They look great together.
I like them rough around the edges. Like, I like it a little rough, a little messy. And I think Big Sean is, like, very clean cut.
Yeah. You know? I think he's from Detroit, though, so. I think it don't get much more rough than that.
I can't. No, okay.
But for real.
So, I'm not into clean cut. I really like a little rough around the edges.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm trying to think of, like, I can't think of any rappers, just mainly athletes. Like, if you know who Anthony Davis is, like, that's, like, my style.
I don't know.
He's like, let me Google real quick.
I'm about to look him up. Yeah.
He's like, that's more me.
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
I didn't know he was married, though. Yeah, I just found out he's married, but his wife is so bomb that I'm like, I'm sorry I've ever posted that I have a crush on him because his wife is gorgeous. So I'm like, I'm sorry. That's all yours, baby girl.
Oh, yeah, I see her, too. She is pretty. Okay. Brilliant. Do you have a man right now?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
But I did like a soft launch, kind of. I didn't want to hard launch him because it was kind of early. We've been together maybe like 6 months now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't, and he's not really big into social media and stuff. So we did the soft launch on Instagram, and then that's kind of, I just like left it there. I think a lot of people think that we broke up, but we didn't. I just don't post about him.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. You didn't make a big deal out of it.
Right. I mean, I think like my listeners of the podcast and I thought it was a big deal, but like for everyone else, it was just like, oh shit.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa Giudice and you know me from the Real Housewives in New Jersey. And now you'll know me from my new podcast, Namaste Bitches, with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, you guys? I'm Melissa Feaster, and Teresa and I are talking about everything. Love, life, relationships, yes, sex, food, and family. We are getting into it all.
It's a real look at my life when the cameras aren't rolling. But don't worry, we'll be talking about all that TV stuff too.
So follow, rate, and review Namaste Bitches now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I have to bring this up because it's everywhere. Have you seen the Kylie Jenner in her car video that went viral that everyone's like freaking out about?
Yeah, I've seen a little. They were upset because I really don't know why they were upset. Why were they upset?
I'm going to see if Kristen can play.
Because she was in her car.
Kristen, can you hear me? They were upset because she was in her car. Okay, so basically she is filming videos in her car now. And I think on one of them, she's doing like a lipstick try on. And then on another one, she's like on a phone call for Kylie Cosmetics or something. And she drops the phone and people are so upset about this. They're saying like, it feels like disingenuous. It doesn't feel real. It feels like she is trying to be like other creators. And I have so many feelings on it because on one hand, they're talking about like her not being real. And on the other hand, they're talking about, you know, the Kylie Jenners don't give back to, you know, the less fortunate. They don't give back to communities. They don't do this and that. And I just have so many feelings on it because I'm like, we as an audience are the consumers of this, right? So number one, the Kylie Jenners are very smart and then they're picking up what other creators are doing. If being organic and doing stuff in the car is going viral, then why wouldn't the Kylie Jenners do it as well, right? And then on the other hand, we don't know how much they give back. We don't know if they give, you know, donations to foundations and things like that. We don't fucking know. So I don't really understand this like whole hate for Kylie all of a sudden. And so I wanted to see what your take was on it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, first of all, I'm not a fan or a hater of Kylie. Like I really could give a shit what she's doing. So if I was to see this video of her in the car doing the lipstick or whatever the hell, I would not give a damn. Now, regardless of whether they donate to charity or not, do I feel like they should? Yeah. But is it my place to tell them where they need to spend their money? No. I mean, it's not. They're going to do what they want to do with their money and they're going to present themselves how they want to present themselves. So we could cry about it all day. And we could, like I always say, we could write about it in our diaries, but it ain't going to change shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. At the end of the day, the damage is done. So if we're really upset about them being billionaires, it's too late. They already that and they're going to be that. So I don't see the point in and being upset about it, really, right? Because like they've proven that they're not going anywhere. And then if you don't want them to be successful, don't buy their shit. I don't buy the damn lipstick. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not a hater. I don't love or dislike. I just am indifferent. But
right,
if you don't want them to have the success that they have, then don't buy the shit. It's that simple.
I also agree. There were so many stitches to this video and I feel the same as you. I typically don't have a lot of opinions on the Kardashians or the Kylie Jenners. I'm indifferent, but I couldn't help but notice how many stitches with people angry and talking about how, you know, we overconsume their products and they don't get back to, you know, the less fortunate and this and that. And I was just like, this is literal bullshit, because at the end of the day, we are the ones consuming it. We're the ones watching their shows. We're the ones buying their products. We're, you know, all of that. And so I'm just like, I can't.
They're not forcing anyone. Now, they are pushed in the media, I will say. They are pushed in the media. That's obvious. Chris has a lot of connections, you know, and they're very powerful in the media. But at the end of the day, they can't force people to buy their shit. Now, that's right. One thing we can't. You can't force somebody to buy no damn lipstick. You can't. So somebody's buying the shit because that bitch is worth a million. And Kim, everybody's buying the what you call it? The Skims.
Yep. Now, I haven't yet.
A few Skims, did you? I will say. Yes.
Do you like them? Are they worth, like, should I try them?
I have the robe. I have that big, she posted this shit. It looked so comfortable. It was this big duvet robe. I don't know if it went viral last Christmas, I want to say. I don't know if you saw, but I was like, okay, now I got to get that. It looked comfortable, and it is. I have it upstairs. But that's the only, I want to say that's the only thing I've purchased from them, period.
I think I'm going to buy Skims. Everyone talks about how good it is, so I feel like I need to try it. But, I mean, it is what it is. I just didn't understand, like, the whole craze and the TikTok drama around
A lot of people, look for a reason to be upset. And that's just, and that's coming from somebody, and you know, that's coming from somebody that's involved in this social media industry, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what you say or do. At the end of the day, people that want to see the bad in you, they're going to find it wherever they can get it. So they're going to bend and fold the situation or what you said or what you did to make it, to portray you however they want to portray you. So it doesn't matter at the end of the day what you say or do, they're going to have an issue. Right. I learned that very early on.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. That's why I said I don't give a shit what they say about me, really. I love my supporters. I'm grateful for them, but I'm not banking on how they feel about me at the end of the day.
Right.
And they know that.
Right. No, I think, and people, they follow you because you're real and because that's your attitude. You don't give a shit. You don't give a shit. You know, when it comes to that kind of thing. But so what is Landon's guilty pleasure? What do you do for fun when you're not creating content? What do you guys do, like, in Nashville?
My guilty pleasure.
Do you watch any, like, trash TV? Do you know?
Yeah. I watch a lot of TV, but I would say lately, this is so lame, but my guilty pleasure has been working out. I know that's so fucking lame, but, and I never thought I would be that person. Lord knows. Like, I hated working out. But lately, I've just been loving it, and it makes me feel so good. And I try to work out any time that I can, really, because
so
it just lifts my spirits.
Because I also need to
forcing myself. Like, okay, I felt every day I woke up, I felt sluggish, and just, and it also has a lot to do with the things that you eat, and so. And like I said, I was not this person by any stretch of the imagination. I ate unhealthy. I did not work out, but I slowly but surely, you know, just forced myself one thing at a time, cut out sugar and go for a run. Mm-hmm. Then, and then took it from there. So,
right.
But yeah, it's just it's a lifestyle. It really is. And it's rewarding how it makes you feel. Because I feel so much lighter and just happier. It's not about, I don't do it for my figure, my shape, and how I look. Like, I really don't care about that, really. I mean, that's a lie. I care about that, but not as much as I care about how I feel.
Right. No, for sure. You should do a workout line. Some type of, like, workout situation.
That's a good idea. Now, I have some leggings for, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen my It's Big, Huh?
Of course I have.
So I got some shorts and leggings and stuff like that with that across the ass. Ooh, that's kind of athletic shit.
It's big, huh? I think that's like one of the first. No, that couldn't have. No, I don't remember. I wish I could remember what the first video I saw. But I don't care what anyone says. I was the first like reality person to follow you. I do not care what people say. Like, I know these celebrities follow you and shit, but I was like, I found him first. I saw him first. And nobody, they don't believe me. I swear. I'm like, you guys have to see this person. Like, you have to see Landon. And then slowly but surely.
I remember you reaching out. Like, that year that I was blowing up.
But I was first. And then I saw on, like, your comments and stuff, like, as time went on, like, big time celebrities would comment on your shit. And I was like, good for him. Like, I would just fucking love that for you.
Thank you. Isn't that crazy how the internet can connect you to people you never thought would even know you existed. So it's just crazy.
I know. Well, and I'm like, that's why people give me shit about my kids' Instagrams. I made my kids' Instagrams, but I'm like, these could be businesses for them when they get older. Like, you just really don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Instagram will still be a thing, but if it is, my kids will have like a good amount of following. They'll be able to have like that little start to social media if they want it. But yeah, I mean, Instagram has kind of changed lives for so many people.
And once you make an impression on one platform, you can always take that somewhere else. I mean, I actually started off on Vine in 2013. Oh. Yeah. And I had, I want to say almost 1 million followers on there. And then obviously the app, they shut it down. And so I had to rebuild my following on Instagram years later. And some people know me from then, some people don't. But still, like the ones that remember me, they remember me. So they came to Instagram to see me. So, but yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with you having them on Instagram. How old are your kids, by the way?
12, 8, 5, and 2.
Yeah. For the young ones, as long as you're monitoring it, I mean.
Oh, no, I'm the one that posts on it. The only one that has access is my 12-year-old.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Yeah, I don't see any issue with that.
No, I mean, to each their own. Like, I don't care if someone else doesn't have one for theirs. I was thinking from a business standpoint, if they wanted it, you know, in the future or whatever. But
yeah,
like I said, we don't even know if we'll have Instagram, if it'll be something else, you know?
Yeah, they've been doing so many changes on Instagram lately. A lot of people have been upset about it because it's just not what it used to be, Instagram, especially ever since TikTok came. And now they say they're trying to be like TikTok.
Well, I saw your saw your post about subscribing on Instagram, something about like a paid. And so I texted it to my team and I said, what the fuck is this? I said, people can charge on Instagram now. I had seen it on yours first. And they were like, yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. And I mean, they're competing with TikTok, OnlyFans, you know, they want people to stay on their platform. So why the fuck wouldn't you charge if you can?
Right. And like I said, people started to come for me because Instagram came to me. They sent me a thing. They said, do you want to, you know, they invite you to do it. Do you want to have a subscription-based situation? I said, yeah. I put the shit at $9.99 a month. And like I said, nothing on my fucking Instagram is changing. I'm still posting on there. This is just an added bonus for behind the scenes. Everybody got upset with me because they said, oh, so now Landon's charging. I'm not charging to see my page. I'm charging to see the exclusive content.
Right.
And now everybody else can do it. But now everybody got a fucking attitude because I did it. Like I said, I want my fucking $10 too. Where's my $10? Shit.
No, but for real. Because it's work. People don't understand that people who create content, it's work. But wait, can you show me? Am I eligible or do they have to ask still?
You go on your settings and it'll tell you if you're eligible for monetization. And if you're eligible for monetization, you're eligible for that, but then they have to, it's by invite only. I don't know why they do that shit. Just
okay. So I think they did the same for the reels. So my kids on their Instagrams got invited for Reel Play bonus to get paid for reels. And I never got invited. So
I don't have that either.
So I think it's probably just, they're probably just seeing, you know, who's going to take to it, who will do it, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, here comes Kristen.
If you have over 1 million followers on Instagram, they will not invite you to the Reels Play bonus program.
Why?
That's just what they told me. I don't know.
Because you're going to make too much fucking money. There's too many people watching it. They don't want to pay that.
They don't want to pay that. You're right. That's why my kids, they're all like 100,000 or under. They got invited. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to get too many fucking views, too much money.
And they don't want to pay that. Okay. I don't know. What kind of app are we going to come up with? Because I feel like...
That's what I'm saying. I want to come out with something. I've been saying that.
Yeah.
But what the fuck? I mean, they got everything at everything. This point, right?
Yeah.
They even got... They got a website. I don't know if you know. They got a website for people to sell pictures of their feet. They put their picture of their feet on there. And people are buying it. I'm dead ass serious. Like, I don't know who's buying these pictures. And I don't know what type of feet they're into. But I heard a lot of people are getting like six figures putting their feet on there. Yes.
I wonder how much I could get. I have pretty decent. I'm looking at my feet right now. I have pretty decent feet.
See, I don't know how much I would get on. My feet are kind of flat and wide. So I don't know if I'd make too much from that one. But
I've seen.
I have good hands.
I'm a hands person. Like if I'm looking at someone. Yeah, I'm a hands person. But I saw on TikTok, people were selling, like women were like, oh, if you want to make money, just put your panties in a bag and sell them. And there's like a website where you can buy used panties.
What? That is that is weird. Now that's a whole nother level. Like, okay. What did they do with the panties?
I don't know.
They do with their panties? They sleep with them?
I don't know, but I'm like, I don't know if I feel okay. Like, I'm not going to do that, but what about the DNA that's on the panties? Like, can they like frame you for a crime? Like, I don't
know.
It just feels a little too.
Good point. Do you watch a lot of true crime?
I do. I really do.
Me too. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. I'm a Pisces rising. I don't know if you're into the moon and rising bullshit.
But... Yes. So I'm a Virgo rising and a Leo moon. You're a Scorpio, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Scorpios. Everyone gives them a bad rap, and I love Scorpios.
Thank you, and I love Pisces.
See, I don't know. There's just we just mesh. One of my sons is a Scorpio, and we're like this, you know.
Well, you're Pisces. You're a water sign, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scorpio's water too.
Water sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no, I'm definitely into that. I collect crystals and plants and shit. So, you know. Hobbies.
I don't know why everybody's always hating on Scorpios. We get such a bad rap.
They y'all do.
And I just think that Scorpios are real. That's really, that's how I feel. At least that's how I feel that I am.
No,
genuine and honest.
Yes. Amen.
I love Scorpios. Some of my favorite people are Scorpios. So I have no issues. I always vouch for y'all. I'm coming heavy behind the Scorpios. You know what I mean?
Thank you. See, yes. The difference, I think the issue is people say that Scorpios are evil and mean because I'm going to look you in your face and tell you what I think about you. Whereas a lot of these other bitches will smile in your face and tell everybody else how they feel about you. So I'm evil and mean because I done told the bitch how I felt. You said how you felt about the bitch, but you didn't tell her. You told everybody else.
Right.
You evil bitch. That's how I feel.
No, but that's facts. That is such facts. I
now
love it.
Now, at least you know what to expect from me, and you know how I feel about you. Whereas you got, I'm not the one you got to worry about. You got to worry about the bitches you don't know what to expect. You don't know how they feel about you. That's 100%. The ones you got to worry about.
Yeah, 100%. You're so spot on with that one. Okay, so last question. What is next for Landon? What are you working on? What do you want the public to know? What do you want to plug? Plug your merch. Plug anything you're working on.
There's actually a lot going on right now for me. Everything's in the works, but a lot of potential... Let me just say I've been talking with a network about a potential show. I'm working on music and potentially coming out with my own podcast as well.
Yes.
And I'm always coming out with new merch drops. Actually one coming up very soon. So that's so landonstore.com.
What is it again?
Landonstore.com.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll also plug that. And I hope you get the show, whatever it is. I'm rooting for you. I hope you get it. Also consider writing a book. Just, you know, strike while the iron is hot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And if you need any help with podcasting, I have my own network. So let me know. Always willing to sign you.
I appreciate that.
And I hope to talk to you soon. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you. I had a good time. Thank you for having me. And
of course.
It's good to see you.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you. Same to you. Good luck with everything.
All right. Bye, boo.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.